click the subscribe button, hit the bell icon to never miss another update.
Long time ago, Allah said to his angels,
I want to put a successor on the earth.
The angels said, do you want to put a successor that will do wrong things and bloodshed, while we always praise and worship you? Allah replied,
I know the truth that you do not know about them.
Then Allah created Prophet Adam from the soil and breathed his soul in him. Then he asked the angels to prostrate in front of Prophet Adam. All angels prostrated in front of Prophet Adam, except Iblis. Allah asked Iblis,
why do you not listen to my command, and did not prostrate?
Iblis replied back,
because I am better than him. You created me from the fire, but made him out of mud.
Then he added,
I know that perhaps because of this disobedience, you want to destroy me, but let me supply by judgment day.
Allah sent him out of paradise, but gave him a respite and said,
whosoever follows you, he will go with you in hell.
Iblis was very upset. He was constantly plotting to deceive people and be able to take him to the depths of hell. The Iblis said in his heart,
I swear to Allah that I will not let Prophet Adam stay in heaven. As I was pushed out of paradise, he is not to stay there either.
Allah, who was aware of the Iblis' plan, said to Prophet Adam and his children that they shouldn't be deceived by Iblis' plans, otherwise they will be out of paradise. Prophet Adam was in heaven, alone, and he was feeling very lonely. Therefore, Allah created Eve. When Prophet Adam saw Eve, he was very happy and praised Allah. Allah said to them,
you live in paradise, live freely and eat and use whatever you want, but do not approach this tree and eat it.
They would go to any place that they wanted to enjoy, but Iblis was not calm and was planning his deception. Iblis was planning to take revenge from Prophet Adam. He said to himself,
I must enter paradise so that I can deceive Prophet Adam and Eve by deceit.
So, he was able to enter paradise via a trick. He kept on finding Prophet Adam and Eve in the paradise. From the back of the tree, he saw that the two are living happily in paradise. Iblis laughed to himself and said,
that the days of life will end soon.
Then he went ahead and stopped at the forbidden tree. Prophet Adam and Eve, who saw the Iblis, went towards him. Iblis asked them,
have you ever eaten the fruit of this tree?
Prophet Adam said, no, we should not eat the fruit of this tree. Allah has forbidden it. The Iblis asked,
why aren't you the successor of Allah? You are so high that you were created in paradise.
Prophet Adam said, however, Allah said that we should not come close to this tree, let alone eat its fruit. The Iblis laughed and said,
oh, I understand that you are not an angel and heaven is not the place for humans. Finally, sooner or later, you should go to earth. It is right that you should not eat this fruit. Do you know why? Allah did not allow you to eat this forbidden fruit.
They both asked with amazement how we should know. Iblis laughed again and said,
I do not know if I should say or not. Okay, let me tell you this secret. Anyone who will eat this fruit will stay in paradise forever. Because you both must go to the earth. So Allah did not allow you to eat it.
Prophet Adam and Eve said, but we love paradise. Allah loves us too. No, no, we should not believe your words. Iblis said,
I do not like to swear, but as you are not believing me, so I swear to Allah that I am right. Now you know, if you want to stay in paradise, eat the fruit of this tree. If you want to say goodbye to his paradise and his blessings, and for the calmness and comfort you are in.
Prophet Adam and Eve looked at each other. Then they calmly approached the tree and ate the fruit. Allah, knowing that they have eaten the forbidden fruit, became angry with Prophet Adam and Eve's being tricked by Iblis and quickly expelled them from paradise. The two suddenly felt that they are no longer in paradise and had come to earth. Both cried and ruthlessly mourned for Allah, and they asked him to ignore their mistakes and bring them back to paradise. But crying was useless, and the two remained on earth forever. Allah forgave them, but they did not return to paradise. Instead, he taught them how to live on earth. He taught them to make home and shelter for themselves, clothes, and how to cover themselves properly. Most importantly, he told them not to listen to Iblis's words and get deceived from his tricks. Allah promised them if they lived according to Allah's will, gathered good deeds, one day they will be in heaven.